Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Chuck Allen for an encouraging message.
Hi, everybody, and thanks again for joining us on this Sugar Hill Church weekday podcast today. It's Monday, and we get ever closer to Christmas. You remember when you were a kid, and it felt like from the 1st of December to the 25th felt like a year? And yet, now at 59, it's like it's a blink, and all of a sudden it's here. Here we are, really, on the 10th of December. Oh, my stars. But I want to finish the thought about joy to your world. We talked about this last Wednesday, and we were sharing about Luke chapter 2. Then on Friday, we talked a little bit more about Luke chapter 2. And today, I want to finish that up. But let me read the text in Luke chapter 2, beginning in verse 10, where it says, "But the angel said to the shepherds, 'Do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger.'" Now, we took a look last week and said, you know, the good news of that story is that it has personal significance in our life, that the good news had come for us, that he had come for unto you, that this story of Christmas was about personal significance to you, life-altering significance. And then the good news, we said, is found in the promises of God's word, that Jesus is not only the fulfillment of Scripture, that he is the very Word of God, and that the promises are so numerous. And we invited you to download. Matter of fact, you can go back a few days and download our program notes, and you'll be able to see, oh, wow, here are 7 pieces of Scripture that I can commit to memory and work my way through. Things like, you're loved, and God will never leave you, and he has a plan for your life. And even when you're going through the shadow, you get to have his goodness and his mercy follow you all the days of your life. I look at that and I think to myself, my stars, that only leaves me with one more extraordinary good news found in this text, that this good news delivers pardon from our sin. You know, a pardon is when somebody gives you an exit. It lets you be able to be taken off of what you're on the hook for. Like, let's just say that you went and robbed a bank today, and you got caught robbing the bank, and then now you're serving a 15-year sentence in prison. But after about 3 or 4 days, the governor gives you a pardon, and you get out. And it's like a get-out-of-jail-free card. Well, the good news about Jesus coming in this passage is that he delivered something for me and you. I mean, let's face it, what we know about our lives is that we were born with this inability to stop sinning. We are good at sinning. We're good at breaking God's heart and good at breaking God's rules. In our humanity, we just make a mess of our life. But because we are sinful men and women living in a sinful world, one of the things we have to do is we need to be pardoned. Our imperfection never adds up to being in the presence of a holy God. He can't allow our natural sinful state to enter into heaven because he is perfect. We needed somebody to give us a pardon. Over in the Old Testament, in the Psalms, King David said in Psalm 32:1, "Happy is the man whose transgression is forgiven and whose sin is covered." You know, I've noticed that sin consists of the unrighteous deeds that we commit and also the things that we omit to include in our lives. Sin is what separates us from a holy God, and sin, we know, will cause us pain and suffering. And the pain can be physical consequences or emotional trauma created by living a life of disobedience to God's will and plan for our life. And for folks who have yet to trust Jesus as their Savior, the words of the old Christmas carol ring loud and clear, "Joy to the world." It summarizes what needs to be done. Let every heart prepare him room. When we remember that day when our sin was forgiven, he keeps joy in our heart. Jesus is the Savior of the world, Emmanuel, God with us, and his salvation from sin produces in our heart great joy. You know, he quite literally came to this nasty earth and came as the solution to our life's greatest need. He came with good news. He came bringing great joy, and he came for all of us, for all people. You know, this short story, I hope, will give you a picture of what I mean by joy. I watched the other day, Amelia, one of our daughters, was home, and she has two little daughters, and I thought it was so much fun having the grandkids there to play. And I looked over one time, and Jenny's on the floor with Presley Ann, who's right at five, and they're playing with these little magnetic blocks. And every time they'd fall over, Presley would just lean back and belly laugh. And it was so contagious that then Jenny did, and then I did. And before long, everybody in our house were just laughing, and we didn't really know why. But it was that moment where you look at a child and you think, oh my stars, how cool is that, that they're just filled with joy. You know what? I think it's awesome that joy brings to us something that gives us the ability, and we get to capture that Jesus came with good news for us. Jesus came with joy to the entire world, and he came for all people. He came with a personal significance for you, one-on-one. He came with the promise of God's word, the promise of Scripture, that he will never leave you, and he came with a pardon, a forgiveness for our entire sin, what we have committed, what we should have done, everything. You know, one of my heroes growing up was Zig Ziglar. He was just a guru of leadership, and he was an author. In his book, Over the Top, he made this statement: preschoolers will laugh, giggle, or smile over 400 times a day. Maybe that's why Jesus said, to experience the kingdom of heaven, we must become as a little child. Great joy is God's Christmas gift to you, my friend. Go ahead and belly laugh, and don't wait to open it. He has this joy for you right now. Merry Christmas. I look forward to seeing you this coming Sunday on the 9th at 5 p.m. for our Christmas celebration, a festive evening, The Sounds of Christmas. I promise you will be taken back in the past, and you'll look at the present, and you will leave with s'mores and chocolate all over your face, and know that, man, you've had a sugar high, and you've had a wonderful time celebrating Christmas in the house of the Lord. God bless you. Merry Christmas.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the Weekday Podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9:30 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these Weekday Podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.